Session 77, August 5, 1964. Reading from the Early Sessions, Book 2 of the Seth Material. Good evening, Rob. Good evening, Seth. Now, Jane gave a broad smile. Seth, you certainly frightened our rabbit, Rupert, this evening. He is far more timid in his relations with the outside world than even you perhaps suppose. I will not go into this deeply this evening, except to say that he was thoroughly shocked. In many ways, he is indeed a creature of habit, and he feels comparatively safe at the gallery and hates to give up a retreat which has helped financially, certainly. Where his writing is not concerned, and when he relates himself to the world at large, he is timid, fearful, and without the confidence that his inner knowledge of his own world should certainly give him. He is confident of his basic worth as an individual, as a writer, and even finally as a wife in relationship to you. But when he relates to the world at large, his first unfortunate reaction is a panic that is derived from psychological and emotional heritage, environmental, as he picked up his mother's distrust of the outside. The appearance of confidence, the engaging social self, is indeed a cover-up, adopted to give him time to acclimate to new circumstances of this sort. As you well know, he lived in close supervision with his mother, and until his late, very late adolescence, his whole life was literally spent within the confines of 15 blocks, except for very short excursions. He was certainly encouraged, and by his mother, to pursue the ways of inward intellectual freedoms, up to a point, but he was clearly inculcated with the expectation that the outside world meant danger at the least, and tragedy more probably. Later circumstances forced him outward, and yet, whenever circumstances permit, as far as business relationships are concerned and situations, he will stay where he is. Your suggestions this evening were good ones. He is actually more frightened by business relationships than you are, to say the least, even granting that his training is not as specific. As he begins to understand these issues, he will expand, as he should, in these directions. This material and other such personal material should be taken as extra bonuses as far as our sessions are concerned. They are more beneficial than you know now. His rather hilarious performance in an unaccustomed social gathering is caused by his fear, and the spectacular aggressive behavior represents an attempt to strike before he is struck. Selling door to door had to him the subjective advantage in that he was master of the situation, and was indeed the invader. The hapless householder was on the defensive. This will no longer work, and I suggest he not consider it. In his own way, he had been brooding. He would like some prestige in terms of position and financial benefit that earlier did not concern him. Perhaps you will see how expectations are indeed translated by the individual into concrete reality. Learning is always possible. If this were not so, you would be much more severely limited. These situations are certainly speeding up your learning process, and they are in themselves naturally the result of your inner expectations. If this were not so, the very possibility of the sessions would not even exist for you. I would like to add a note concerning the importance and dangers of belief. An open mind is by far one of the best advantages that you can possess. Belief is a two-way door, although it does not have to be. One belief, for example, may seem to negate another belief. Close examine will often prove this is not the case. Simply, for example, a belief in the color red does not negate belief in the color green. When a belief in an abstract term seems to negate another abstract term, it may simply be because your acceptance or expectation is not expansive enough to include both. I suggest your break. Rob notes, break at 9:28. You will both benefit from your vacation. There will be no sessions. I even suggest that you dispense with your psychological time experiments during that time. Rupert might benefit from sketching as he planned. You, Joseph, might find it most beneficial to sketch for future paintings. Sensuous pleasure will do you both much good during your vacation, a sensuous and psychic immersion into the patterns of nature will refresh you both. I know that this next suggestion will meet protests on both of your parts for what you suppose to be a practical reasons. Nevertheless, because of your particular constitutions, small vacations should definitely become a part of your yearly existence. And when you expect them, the means for them will come. But faith must be shown. In your cases, at the very least, one weekend a month should be set aside for sensuous immersion in the patterns of nature, when usual practical considerations are dispensed with. The refreshment will more than make up for, quote, lost time, unquote. I am not necessarily speaking of extended journeys. The details will be your own, of course. Actually, however, physical extension in space, in terms of even short journeys, will help you expand your psychic and mental horizons and will help compensate for other freedoms that your house would have provided. I am purposefully giving this kind of material this evening for my own reasons. Although you are both doing ever so much better, nevertheless, you have expended much more conscious energy in the recent past and not in constructive ways. This loss is much less than the same situation would have caused you in the past. Nevertheless, it has drained you both to some extent. Luckily, it will not be at all difficult for you to spring back. Psychically, you are much more resilient now. Another small point. From your small circle of friends, you do receive a very beneficial exchange of psychic energies and comprehensions. This has been lacking with Mark, for one, presently, anyway. It is not Mark necessarily, only that the unobtrusive but frequent informal exchange between you and Rupert and a close friend from the outside world has been lacking. This sort of relationship with someone you both find congenial is a psychic breath of fresh air, in that it provides outlets and psychic interchanges that are extremely important. I meant to mention this earlier, of course, within bounds. Nevertheless, a congenial friend or friends represents a basic need for psychic interchange, and even a safety valve for build-up pressures. The psychic interchange is the most important aspect. You will have to strike a balance. Too many influences of this nature would be distracting, but some are definitely necessary. And again, now I would suggest that you invite a few congenial visitors to your home. Telepathically and through the inner senses, you pick up extremely valuable and diversified data in this manner that is enlightening and helpful to the subconscious and broadens the psychic base of awareness. I suggest your break. I'm not going to hold a regular session this evening, but we'll end it soon. I do have a suggestion, and suggestion only for Joseph. Tomorrow afternoon, I suggest a long, carefree, refreshing, solitary walk in the afternoon, usually devoted to painting time. As you walk, become sensuously involved with the trees, landscaped in general, and colors, and if possible, lose yourself in their fragrance and vitality. Breathe deeply, physically. Let your organism feel its involvement and complicated intertwining with the physical environment itself. This is a most enjoyable and beneficial way of psychic relaxation and renewal. Do not be concerned with physical time. Do not overdo. Come home before you are tired. Forget, if possible, all personal egotistical considerations, feeling only psychic unity. You will be amazed at how this will help. This sort of experience is much more practical when used before you are really driven to it. And you are not at that point by any means. Things then will fall into place. There is a psychic give and take here that will partially compensate for the present lack of congenial friends. The psychic exchange I have spoken of concerning congenial and fairly regular visits such as Mark is subconscious, and you all benefit. Even the regularity, when not overdone, is a strong asset, and in its absence, some sort of compensating steps should be taken. While your friendship, that is, the friendship between you and Rupert, is extremely helpful to you both, you have a tendency, each of you, to become ingrown, and psychically, you do need a variety influx, and the diversified data subconsciously obtained from others, as you also add to their influx. I have no intention of leaving our material on matter up in the air. However, this evening's discussion is most timely, since I am sure of you now. Rob notes here Jane smiled. Seth, We can afford some personal digressions. Definitely, some freedoms must be achieved to compensate for the freedoms that the house would have provided. The proximity of the river to your apartment should be utilized. I also suggest that you dispense with psychological time for the remainder of this week. You need now to recharge your battery, so to speak, and this should be the most pleasant and enjoyable. As a special favor in this direction, I will end the session. My fond good evening to you both. You are in no danger of a severe depression of any kind. One of the benefits of these personal readings is that I can help you catch yourself by way of time, so to speak. And this is an adventure, more important than you realize. Regretfully, I say good evening. Good night, Seth. End at 10:26. Jane was dissociated as usual. She said she felt that Seth could have continued indefinitely, but was taking it easy on us because we were tired. I remarked that I felt okay, and that I could continue for a while if anyone wanted to. Jane then resumed as she sat at the table with me. Her voice was a bit stronger and rapid. Seth, often, as a postscript, you will personally block inner data of your own because of your own psychological connotations, but you will accept the same basic material telepathically from another source, such as a friend. You seem to go to extremes. Either Rupert has the house filled with people, or no one comes at all. It goes without saying that a good deal of your resistance in this area is caused by fear. There is necessary resistance that speaks for isolation, and some is certainly a necessity. A psychic openness is difficult to achieve certainty, and yet it will greatly progress your work. Rupert will work with new energy after vacation, and even the sessions will show new progress. One day as an absolute minimum, preferably 2 a month, should be given to animal involvement with the elements. And this will balance your psychic lives and increase your perceptions and your work. You will find that the sort of focus, the particularized focus achieved in the free contemplation and enjoyment of nature, is a welcome change from the dissociated focus aimed at, to some degree, in psychic pursuits. If possible, I suggest that Rupert forget until after vacation all problems concerning his job or a new one. I mentioned earlier that he is more in need of vacation than you are, as last year the situation was reversed. His need is not as pressing as yours was then, but it is pressing nevertheless. Physical activity will be good. Any creative physical involvements in the apartment will help. He has attempted much more fully than ever to meet what he considers his responsibilities than ever before willingly, and can use an exuberance. Exuberance to him, indeed, is a safety valve, and all in all an excellent one when kept within bounds. Expectation on his part of the house, to some degree at least, provided this. His tendency, both for undisputed reactions and for habitual discipline, seem contradictory, but represent merely counterbalances of his nature. He could conceivably act with no discipline, but he could also conceivably deny himself any freedom at all, and hide within schedule and habit. You did not realize earlier how strong this desire for habit and reliance upon it could be with him. Like others, though to a lesser extent, you were misled by the more gaudy desire for exuberance and freedom, which is also a basic and engaging part of his nature, and an important part, actually, from the standpoint of his writings and our sessions. Discipline is necessary for him, but fear could lay the discipline on with too strong a hand. My dear friends, I will end the session now, but I will peek in on you before Monday, and my best wishes are always with you. Rob notes, good night, Seth. End at 10:45, Jane was dissociated as usual. My writing hand felt very little fatigue.